Smart Eyewear Highlight. Sponsored by Innovative Eyewear, developer of cutting-edge Lucid Bluetooth glasses for music, calls, and AI access. Lucid Eyewear is convenient, multifunctional, and user-friendly, meeting the needs of the optical, hearable, and digital assistant markets. Innovative Eyewear, NASDAQ trading symbol LUCY, Lucy. Web address lucid.co. That's LUCYD.co. The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Cosmodrome, the most famous place on planet Earth for the rest of this century and into the rest of the millennium. This is where it begins. The Cosmodrome, launching men into space once upon a time, then men and women. And now these many decades responsible for carrying the load of to and from the ISS, except the headline, Kazakhstan's seizure of Russian space assets threatens the Soyuz 5 rocket. Subhead, Russia has spent nearly $1 billion on the development of the new Soyuz 5 rocket. To unpack all this, I welcome Anatoly Zak of the Russian Space Web, a subscription site I highly recommend. Anatoly diagrams and explains very carefully the most famous manned space program ever. And right now, the puzzle about Kazakhstan, an independent state, once upon a time part of the Soviet Union in Central Asia, but now an independent state with oil wealth and natural gas wealth, enormous resources, not many people, vast territory. And that territory now claims Baikonur Cosmodrome, or not. Anatoly, a very good evening to you. Can you clarify what this means for the Cosmodrome, for its operations, for its plans to continue to develop? Good evening.
Hello, John. Yes. So let's first of all, let's clarify that so far that issue with impounding assets of Roscosmos only concerned hardware and facilities related to Soyuz 5 rocket. This is the next generation vehicle for commercial and application space. It's not human space flight related project. So all the launches which use Soyuz rockets, which go to the International Space Station, support human spaceflight program. As far as we know, they are not affected at all. So all these activities continue, and we do not foresee right now, nobody sees any issues with these activities. But the future project, the one for the next generation rocket, yes, this looks like right now on ice. And it seems to be, even though nobody declared it dead so far, but it looks like the Soyuz 5 rocket will not get a launch pad in Baikonur.
The launch for the Soyuz 5, the next generation, was to be at a launch pad called Baitar Reich. Is that built? Is that already constructed?
Well, this launch pad is actually was built in the Soviet period for the Zenit rockets, which are built in Ukraine. And the last vehicle which flew from that pad was the Ukrainian built Zenit in 2017. And after that, Roscosmos and Kazakh government made plans to essentially refurbish this pad to do relatively low cost renovations and repairs and adapt it for that new generation Soyuz 5, which was kind of derived from the Zenit, Ukrainian-built Zenit rocket. It was very similar in many of its design features, so it would be compatible with that Soviet-era hardware, which, by the way, was the most advanced launch pad and the launch vehicle which Soviet Union had at the end of its existence.
The Kazakhs say that the fee, the lease that Russia pays, is too low, $100 million. Russia says it's our development, it's our product. I see this will go to a lengthy conversation. But right now, I'm keen on what is the plan B. And plan B could be Vostochny, the new spaceport built in the far east in Siberia. What is the status of Vostochny now, Anatoly?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So essentially the main project for Russia right now to get independent access to space is to build that Vostochny launch site. And it already has an active launch pad, which was completed in 2016, which allows to launch Soyuz rockets, but without crew on board. And they also built another launch pad for the Angara, which is a new generation rocket, which supposed to be built man-rated. So eventually it will have capability, if, again, the budget is available, it will have capability to carry spacecraft with the crew on board. However, there is no budget in the Vostochny development project for Soyuz 5 rocket. So essentially, if they want to build this launch pad, they will have to do it from scratch. Because like I said, they had to do it, they had an opportunity to do it very low cost by simply refurbishing existing facilities in Baikonur. So if that project will not work out, and it looks like it's not going to go ahead, then they will have to essentially either find the budget to build launch pad, which is very unlikely under current economic situations, or simply abandon the entire Soyuz 5 project and rely exclusively on Angara, which has similar capabilities, and plus the Soyuz rocket, which is, of course, from the previous 20th century era technology, which they use right now as a kind of workhorse in their space program.
The reporting at Ars Technica by Eric Berger also includes the seizure of what is called the Center for Utilization of Ground-Based Space Infrastructure in Kazakhstan. CENTCI is its acronym. That is responsible for ground support for Roscosmos, launch pads and ground support. Is seizing that center, does that mean that those facilities are not available for the rest of the Cosmodrome? And does that mean that there is an alternative to that at Vostochny? These are the people who take care of the pads.
Exactly. No, I do not think that it will affect anything else in Baikonur beyond Soyuz 5 hardware and facilities. So essentially, CENTCI is a kind of generalized contractor which serves entire launch site, which is under Russian control. However, I think the only facility which will be affected will be Soyuz 5, and everything else will remain as is. However, the issue is that the Kazakh government is essentially looking at all its connection, all its economic and technical links to Russian entities, which are under sanctions of the European Union and the United States. So the goal apparently is disengage from any kind of companies in Russia which are under sanctions, which are involved in the war in Ukraine. And essentially, it's become so toxic to cooperate with Russians that Kazakhs are trying to avoid secondary sanctions and disengage from companies like that.
All right, there's trouble on planet Earth, so let's get to low Earth orbit, to the International Space Station, which is the prototype of what we believe is the future of low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, high Earth orbit facilities for mankind and also for experimentation. This is the Nauka module that was launched with much celebration and also anxiety. It is now ready to install two external components on the Nauka module using, what is the European robotic arm, Anatoly?
So the European robotic arm is the essentially small manipulator. It's a small robotic device, which is similar to Canadarm, the Canadian-built robotic arm, which is on the U.S. side of the space station. And it will use essentially its mechanisms to carry around either cargo, like instruments and all kinds of inanimate objects, or it can actually carry cosmonauts during the spacewalks. It can essentially, cosmonaut can strap its feet into the special adapter on the arm, and arm can deliver him on the exterior of the on the exterior of the station. So this arm actually came with the Nauka module. It was in development since the 90s, and it was launched with Nauka in 2021. So now it was tested, and it showed itself relatively well. It works well. And it's ready for essentially first outfitting job. The actual practical application of this arm will be to take those two components, which are stored elsewhere on a Russian segment of the station, and move them from other modules to Nauka. And there are two very big, bulky components which this European robotic arm will have to move, but space walkers, basically two cosmonauts, will have to support it during. So it's essentially spacewalk for two people, coinciding with the operation of the arm, which is operated from inside of the Nauka module by the third cosmonaut. So that's a very delicate operation. It's very carefully choreographed between the people inside of the station, people on the ground, mission controllers, and cosmonauts outside the station. All of this was under development for many, many years, for actually more than a decade. And finally, that comes to fruition. But of course, number of accidents on board the Russian segment, first of all, this leak on board the Soyuz spacecraft, that interrupted all this work. And now they're trying to build the new schedule to resume this very complex operation.
Yes, five spacewalks were delayed, according to your reporting.
So exactly.
We're looking at Roscosmos then resuming its high-risk development, despite the troubles on the ground, or has it influenced their decision-making, this trouble with Kazakhstan? We just have 30 seconds.
No, the situation in Kazakhstan is not affecting the situation with the International Space Station whatsoever at this point, and we do not see that, nobody sees that will be affected. So I think that will be fine. As long as they have no problems in orbit, they will be okay.
Anatoly Zak, the Russian Space Web is his website. I highly recommend it for watching very carefully the many challenges of Roscosmos. This is Hotel Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.